Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 17, and I want us to read verse 20. 17:20. Now, my Bible reads like this. So Jesus said to them, first of all, if Jesus said this, can I believe this? I mean, if I can't believe him, I got a real problem, right? So that's the first thing. But, of course, if you read it out of the Word of God, who's speaking this entire book? It's Jesus. This book is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Men were moved upon by the Holy Spirit. But in this case right here, this is when our Savior was here on this earth himself. And in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly or truly I say to you, if. Now, how big is that word, if? Actually, it's two characters, but how big is that word? It's the biggest word in the whole English language. If. Now, if, think about that. If you have faith, and now you don't need faith as big as a mountain. He said you only need faith as big as a mustard seed, is what my Bible says. Is that what yours said? How big is a mustard seed? Ooh, it's tiny. It's a tiny little thing. So just think, look what he says. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain. Now, who's going to say to the mountain? Is Jesus going to speak to the mountain, or who's going to speak to the mountain? You are. He said, you are going to speak to the mountain. You will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and a few things will be possible for you. Is that what your Bible said? No, that's not what your Bible said at all. It says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, is that a pretty big statement coming from the Lord? Nothing shall be impossible with you. So now then, if all this is true, and Jesus is our King and the Creator of the universe, and he made a statement like that, then guess whose problem it is? If you're not getting anything done, you won't done in life. Guess whose problem it is? It's yours. It's yours. If you're not living an abundant life, if you are a Christian, first of all, you got to be a Christian. But if you come into the kingdom of God and you become a child of God and you're letting the devil beat up on you, if he is beating up on you after all these promises the Lord has made us, then all I got to say is shame on you. It's your fault. Now then, he gave each one of us this book. Now then, most of us don't read it. You know, or most of us think, well, now I don't have time to run down there to Grace Fellowship on Saturday afternoon and give half of my day to hear a guy talk about the Bible because I got things more important to do. I got to go to the lake, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. But it's obvious where people put their priorities, isn't it, Fred? We put our priorities everywhere else. But whenever the day comes and you're not, listen to me, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your socks off. If you are not worshiping and praising the Lord, if you are not putting God first, guess who you give legal right to come to your house to put cancer on you? The devil. Now then, do you think that God, if you are not putting him first, if you put him on the back burner, and you're doing everything that pleases you, do you really think God would allow the devil to attack you? Yes, he will. Don't you ever think for a minute he won't. When the Lord says, you are to worship me and to put me first, and you shall have nothing before me. Do you think he meant that? I'm telling you, he meant that. So, if you want to walk healed and free of the devil, what should be the first thing you should do in the morning when you wake up? praise the Lord. You ought to wake up. The first thing should happen when you wake up. When you wake up, you ought to throw your hands up and say, glory to God. Father, I thank you that I'm your son. I thank you that I'm your daughter. I thank you that you promised to meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I just worship you. Might not even hurt to fall off the side of the bed on your knees and raise your hands and say, Lord, I worship you. Now, if you'll fall off the bed on the side of the bed on the floor on your knees with your hands raised and worshiping in your nightgown and everything else or your nighties or whatever you're wearing, what does that show? That you're humble before the Lord, right, Wayne? You don't worry what you got on. He can see everything you got. He made everything you got. But if you sit down there and you're willing to fall on your knees and worship Him and praise Him, and if you think the devil happens to come by outside your door and he hears you in there on your knees and you're worshiping and praising the Lord and giving glory and honor to God, guess who's not going to come in your house? The devil. He's not going to come in your house. But now then, how many people do you know that do that? How many people get up thanking Him, praising Him, worshiping Him, and on the way to work, pray to Him, talk to Him, thank Him for the things He's done today, thank Him for the things He's going to do today, thank Him that He delivered you, thank Him that He saved you, and then as you walk in your workplace, you walk in and say, good morning, everybody, praise the Lord. You know if you did that, you know what most people would think about you if you walked in your workplace and you did that? They would treat you just like they do me. Uh-oh, there's that religious fanatic again. He's crazy for Jesus. But guess what? When you come to the Lord and ask Him for something, guess what He'll do when you do that? You'll get it, too. You'll get it. You know why so many people never get anything from the Lord? Because they never ask in faith. They never worship Him. They never praise Him. In fact, so many churches, when you stand up here, or in the choir, or whatever, and you look out here, you know what most people are doing whenever the, what we call worship hour? You know what most people, I've been in a Baptist church more than any other kind of church. So by being in a Baptist church, when you're up there looking out, I don't see much worship going on out there. Two-thirds of them are not even singing. You know, they're just standing there, or just sitting there. You know, now, it's amazing what we call worship hour, isn't it, Wayne? It's just amazing. But anyway, the Lord made us a promise here. After He had delivered this little epileptic boy here, in this scripture, this is what this was talking about, He made this statement to the men, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Now then, if we believe that, there's that big word. If we believe that, what can you do? Anything you want to do. So you have to learn how to speak. Now then, to go one more place to show you also what the Lord said there, turn over a few pages to Mark chapter 9, and I want to show you again in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, another place where Jesus made the same kind of statement. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Lord was telling to His men and the people around Him, and Jesus said to him, if, there's that word again, if you can believe, a few things are possible to those that believe. Is that what He said? Huh? That's not what He said? No, what did He say? Oh, I'm not. If you, maybe I should read it like it really written. And if you can believe, all things are possible to him or her who believes. So if all things are possible to him or her, to you that believe, then why is it so many Christians live so far below where we should live? Because obviously we don't know what God says. Now, if we know what God says, we don't believe what God says, right? Because if all things are possible for me, then what should I do in the morning when I get up praising the Lord? I should get up and say, Lord, I thank you and praise you. I worship you. I thank you for your word. I thank you that I'm your son. I worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to send the mighty Holy Spirit to fill me to overflowing today. I ask you to speak through me today as I walk through my place of work, wherever I go today. I ask you to give me the boldness, just like you said in Acts chapter 4, like they were praying. I'm going to use their example as prayer. I ask you to give me the boldness to speak your word before all the people that I walk in front of today. And as I speak your mighty word of salvation, your mighty word of healing, your mighty word of deliverance, your mighty word of prosperity, I ask you to confirm the bold teaching of your word with salvations and healings and signs and miracles and wonders following the teaching of your mighty word. Now, Father, I want to thank you that you're going to do it because I've asked in faith, just like they did in Acts chapter 4. So I believe I've received. And now as I go today, I expect to see great and mighty things happen. I expect people's lives to be changed where I walk because I am a son of God, or I am a daughter of the King of the universe, and I am anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and I'm going to let every word comes out of my mouth bring glory and honor to you. And as you go, you meet people in the morning, you walk in and say, good morning, how are you doing? And if somebody says, how are you doing? I say, praise the Lord, I'm awesome, but I'm rapidly improving. And did you know that everybody, these people, nobody hardly ever asked me how I'm doing. You know what they all say? When they walk into me, they said, wow, I know you're having a good day. And as they do that, as I have spoken that so many times, guess what happens to the people around me? They begin to have good days. Because guess what? That spirit is catching. Now then, I'll tell you what, this is a fact. I have tried this, I have proven this, and I should be ashamed of myself for doing this, but in trying to prove these things that they work, I walk in some morning and I see some precious lady or man walk in, and they seem like they're having a good day, and I walk up to them and I say, are you feeling all right today? Well, of course I am. Well, you look a little puffy under the eyes, your eyes are a little red, maybe you're coming down with something. You sure? Well, I feel okay.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God. And we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.